2. Nature of the Eternal Sun. The Eternal Sun is just as changeless and infinitely dependable as the Universal Father. He is also just as spiritual as the Father, just as truly an unlimited spirit. To you of lowly origin, the Son would appear to be more personal, since he is one step near you in approachability than is the Universal Father. The Eternal Son is the eternal Word of God. He is wholly like the Father. In fact, the Eternal Son is God the Father personally manifest to the universe of universes. And thus it was and is and forever will be true of the Eternal Son and of all the coordinate Creator Sons. He who has seen the Son has seen the Father. In nature the Son is wholly like the Spirit Father. When we worship the Universal Father, actually we at the same time worship God the Son and God the Spirit. God the Son is just as divinely real and eternal in nature as God the Father. The Son not only possesses all the Father's infinite and transcendent righteousness, but the Son is also reflective of all the Father's holiness of character. The Son shares the Father's perfection and jointly shares the responsibility of aiding all creatures of imperfection in their spiritual effort to attain divine perfection. The Eternal Son possesses all the Father's character of divinity and attributes of spirituality. The Son is the fullness of God's absoluteness and personality and spirit, and these qualities the Son reveals in His personal management of the spiritual government of the universe of universes. God is, indeed, a universal spirit. God is spirit, and the spirit nature of the Father is focalized and personalized in the deity of the Eternal Son. In the Son all spiritual characteristics are apparently greatly enhanced by differentiation from the universality of the first source and center. And as the Father shares His spirit nature with the Son, so do they together just as fully and unreservedly share the divine spirit with the conjoint actor, the infinite spirit. In the love of truth and in the creation of beauty the Father and the Son are equal, except that the Son appears to devote Himself more to the realization of the exclusively spiritual beauty of universal values. In divine goodness I discern no difference between the Father and the Son. The Father loves His universe children as a father. The Eternal Son looks upon all creatures both as father and as brother.